Hi, this is Cheyenne with General Neurology Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Cranial Nerve. This is Series 1, Episode 8. Today I'm going to talk about the hypoglossal nerve, which is the 12th cranial nerve. Let's briefly talk about the functional anatomy of this nerve. The glossal muscles, both intrinsic and extrinsic, are supplied by the hypoglossal nerve. And the styloglossus actually elevates and retracts the tongue. The hypoglossus convexes and the genioglossus protrude the tongue. The nucleus is beneath the floor of the fourth ventricle, and the nerve emerges as a series of rootlets within the olive and pyramid in the ventrolateral sulcus. In the posterior cranial fossa, the 12th nerve exits the skull through the hypoglossal foramen, close to the jugular foramen, and its proximity to both the internal carotid artery and internal jugular vein is quite important. When performing cranial nerve exam, observation of the tongue in both resting and active state is quite imperative, the latter including forward, backward, and side-to-side movement, and a variety of signs of unilateral and bilateral wasting can be seen, furrowing, atrophy, fissuring, discoloration, and fibrillation. Tongue fibrillation, seen typically bilateral motor neuron disease, should only be diagnosed with the tongue at rest within the mouth. The normal tongue often has some flickering movement visible when protruded. The tongue can be spastic with a small triangular appearance when protruded and slow clumsy movement, which is typically seen in pseudobulbar palsy. Peripheral pathology affecting the 12th nerve causes the tongue to deviate to the side of the lesion on tongue protrusion. Subtle weakness is detected by asking the patient to press the tongue against the inside of each cheek. So where you would see weakness is evident when the tongue is pressed against the cheek on the same side as the lesion. Typically, unilateral wasting and atrophy follow. Unilateral upper motor neuron lesion can result in deviation of the tongue contralateral to the lesion without evidence of wasting, although caused by the bilateral representation. However, this is uncommon. Bilateral lower motor neuron lesion result in an inability to protrude the tongue, and typically with these patients you will see mild dysphagia and even severe dysarthria, for example in Barber palsy. Now let's talk about some of the causes of 12th nerve lesion. The causes of hypoglossal nerve can be quite extensive. However, a variety of tumors account for half, mainly peripherally in the skull base or neck, with half of those being malignant, for example, nasopharyngeal carcinoma, lymphoma, and even metastatic carcinomas. Nasopharyngeal carcinoma commonly involves the fifth and sixth nerve and can spread within the cavernous sinus to involve the third nerve. In a series of approximately 1,000 patients with nasopharyngeal carcinoma, 22% presented with cranial nerve involvement, in which the 12th nerve was involved in 19%, rising to nearly one-third at a follow-up. Trauma is an important cause of 12th nerve damage, in particular bullet and knife wounds. Damage from the infection is rare, but when there's evidence of sepsis, osteomyelitis of the clivus should be suspected, in particular, you know, in patients with diabetes who have Pseudomonas infection originating in the ear, which is something called malignant otitis externa. An isolated 12th nerve lesion usually associated with neck pain is sometimes seen as part of carotid artery dissection or following a carotid endarterectomy. In terms of investigation, imaging of the skull base and neck is very important and essential, predominantly using MR imaging or fine cut CT with contrast to look for any enhancing abnormalities or any malignant causes. If no cause is revealed, then CSF analysis looking for inflammatory or infiltrative causes may be needed. Electrophysiological studies can also be quite helpful, particularly in motor neuron disease or Guillain-Barré syndrome. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I hope it's helpful. This is the end of Series 1.